We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
We're going to turn now to Democratic Congresswoman Jackie Speier, who was asking some questions at the hearing today. Ms. Speier, give us your outline of how you think things went, at least for your side.
I think that every American should listen to the opening statements of Deputy Secretary Kent and Ambassador Taylor. Between the two of them, they have almost 77 years of service to this country. They were eloquent, effective, and made the case over and over again that this is a national security issue, and that withholding aid to Ukraine while the president sought to have an investigation was undermining not just Ukraine, but the United States and all of Europe and in the 70 years of peace that we've enjoyed because Russia has become so aggressive.
And what did you make of what is now being called, rightly or wrongly, the bombshell news of the day, which was that apparently, the ambassador who testified today, one of them said that an aide, I think it was, of his overheard another ambassador's phone call with the president, where the president expressed not having much concern for the security of Ukraine, but having great concern for the investigations into the Bidens.
So that was a phone call that Mr. Sondland, who was the EU ambassador, who actually called the president the day after the president had his phone call with President Zelensky. And the only thing that the president wanted to know is, are they going to do the investigations? And he wasn't talking about corruption. He was talking specifically about investigations into Hunter Biden, the vice president's son, and president candidate Biden, who he sees as his likely opponent. So here he was, as the President of the United States, holding back aid to a country that we think is in our national interest to protect, while he was trying to bribe them to give him an investigation he could use in his campaign. It is just such a classic textbook case of what bribery is, in my view.
Strange that we didn't hear about this before. I mean, Mr. Sondland's already revised his testimony once.
Well, he's going to be testifying next week, and he may have to revise his testimony again. The one point that the Republicans tried to make over and over again was that these are second- and third-hand conversations. Well, that in part is true, except that we do have the summary of the phone call that the president had with President Zelensky, and that was the roadmap of what bribery is. He was specifically using his office to ask the president of Ukraine to dig up dirt on his opponent that would be used for his personal use. And if he did that, Mr. Zelensky did that, then the president would offer up a White House meeting and military aid. What's most interesting about all of this is that those who have firsthand knowledge, which include persons like Mick Mulvaney, who have been sought by the committee to testify, have refused these subpoenas on some effort that they're trying to see as absolute immunity.
Let me ask you a question I asked a previous guest on the show today, which is that a lot of people may be puzzled that they're hearing nothing but now the Ukraine and are probably wondering what happened to all that other stuff for the past 2 years, the Russia investigation, the president having all of these business interests, his tax returns that have never been released. Are we going to hear any of that in the days to come?
Well, this particular inquiry is very narrowly focused, and it all comes from the whistleblower complaint, which was totally corroborated by the president himself, and that's where we are. Now, all of that is relevant. The Mueller report is still relevant. It shows that there's a pattern with this president, that he not just invites the engagement and the intervention by foreign governments into our elections, he seeks it out. And that violates all the laws on the books. In terms of the emoluments clause, again, I think there's interest in wanting to pursue that, but all of that's held in the courts right now. And as long as the president doesn't release his tax return and the court case moves through the process, we must move forward with what evidence we do have.
Democratic Congresswoman Jackie Speier from up in the Bay Area. Congresswoman, thanks.